6 weeks and six failed attempts later to contain the worst oil spill in U.S. history, BP says it will try again. On ABC News, BP Managing Director Bob Dudley said underwater robots will move in to saw off the top of the broken pipe.
We're going to go in and put a cap on it. We'll be able to produce the fluids. The next step is to make sure that we minimize the oil and pollution going into the Gulf.
But experts say the plan will temporarily increase the amount of oil flowing into the Gulf. White House Energy Advisor Carol Browner on CBS News.
When they cut the riser, our experts are telling us it may be as much as 20% more oil.
The U.S. government estimates between 70 and 150 million liters of oil have already spilled into the Gulf, much larger than BP's earlier estimates. Democratic strategist and Louisiana resident James Carville.
I do know this. Every piece of information that we have gotten as to the size it is or things that were going to work, none of it's turned out true.
Some say the military should take over operations to stop the spill. But the Pentagon's top commander, Admiral Mike Mullen, says the private sector has the greater expertise.
In fact, the best technology in the world with respect to that exists in the oil industry.
BP CEO Tony Hayward apologized again for delays and missteps. He insisted the company is doing everything possible to contain the spill.
We are doing everything we can to contain the oil offshore, defend the shoreline, and return people's lives to normal as fast as we can.
These are the tar balls that they're talking about.
The White House says it's preparing for the worst. Experts say the most effective solution involves drilling relief wells to reroute oil, a process that could take months. Millar Sega, VOA News.